It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. The classified line has grown exponentially over the few years of its life so far, so let's talk classified vehicles. Again. Okay then, we are back for part two, and this time Cobra get the spotlight. Let's begin by looking at what we've had so far, starting with the first classified vehicle release for the bad guys. I must admit that when the coil cycle was revealed in the first wave of Target Cobra Island exclusives, I expected a lot more vehicles to follow suit. The first Baroness figure went down well with fans, but the coil cycle was definitely a love it or hate it vehicle. I was excited to see new ideas in the line, and giving the Baroness the futuristic and very on-theme snake bike was a fun and interesting choice. I also enjoyed the thought towards roadside safety, with an additional alternate head sculpt thrown in to ensure she wore a helmet when operating a huge motorcycle with giant laser blasters on either side. It's weird to be discussing this in the past tense in a way that suggests the line has been around for much longer than it actually has been. This was only the summer of 2020, the year that shall not be named, and also has the unfortunate fate of being associated with the disastrous pre-order experience that plagued Target and the G.I. Joe line specifically. Internet drama aside, I was happy with the release at the time, but did definitely feel as though the bike had a rather soft aesthetic that you might associate with toys aimed at a younger audience. A different deco might have helped, but the bright red does take it into that more for kids toy area for me. Then we have Serpentor's Air Chariot. Oh boy. Boy, I love this thing. Ridiculously impractical and simply bonkers, this flying bright golden Cobra snake head with huge machine guns and a health and safety rating that would have most cars fail their MOT was such a fantastic update to the vintage version and a welcome addition to the series. The level of detail applied to every aspect of the vehicle was outstanding, and even though it's doubtful they can really use it again, I'm still hoping for a Python Patrol version for some insane reason. That's probably just a pipe dream though. The other main vehicles in the line so far are still in production, and that's the incredible HasLab Hiss Tank and the Cobra Flight Pod, aka the Trouble Bubble. Now, in terms of the Hiss Tank, I don't need to go into too much detail here, we all know what we are dealing with, and until that bad boy ships, it's in the similar boat to the Trouble Bubble, which we were so generously shown yesterday during G.I. Joe Day. That said, I would be surprised if Hasbro doesn't take advantage of some simple repaints with both vehicles in the future. The Hiss might be a harder proposition, but taking some of the more premium features out and giving the bodywork a Python Patrol makeover could be a fun way of giving us a new iteration of the old door wedge. Of course, there are other decos for the Hiss that could also be visited, like the blue, crimson, and Arctic white options. Problem is, where do you sell them? Pulse exclusive, store exclusive, what sort of price point, etc.? It's a bit of a minefield. It does excite me to get possible redecos and in some cases new versions of the driver though. Python Patrol could also serve a purpose with a redone Trouble Bubble. I would personally give it the classic black, red, and gold paint job that all the vintage vehicles had, and take a leaf out of the club's book and pair it up with the Televiper Officer. That way, you could release the standard Python Patrol figure as a single carded Target exclusive as well. That makes it easier for people to army build, because you don't need that many officers, do you? In terms of what else we can expect going forward for retail, there's a lot to choose from. I think if we're going to see a reuse out of the coil cycle, it probably would have already happened, so it's unlikely we'll get that again, but you never know. I did expect a green version for the Joe team, but I really think that ship has sailed now, or bike has ridden in this case. There are a number of smaller vehicles that would work well for Cobra's classified motor pool. I feel like the most obvious ones are straight up classics like the Snake Armor, for instance. I've heard a lot of people mention that this could work as a builder figure, but I'm just not convinced of that sort of format with G.I. Joe. For Marvel, they have so many large characters to choose from that it makes sense practically. For Joe, you are looking at very few small vehicles that the same feature would apply to. The Snake Armor maybe, but what else? In any case, I could easily see them releasing it with a figure like a Special Trooper, or maybe even the Hiss Driver like the UK version came with. I would also mirror that for the Joes and give Deep Six's diving gear in a similar size, so you could have him in another version or in his underpants and vest. That would be hilarious actually. I also think something like the Claw would make sense for a retro Cobra Commander re-release. He is synonymous with the covert light aerial weapon in both the comics and the cartoon, so it would be a great way of getting us that awesome looking retro Commander with the correct logo, and maybe even the dark blue if they wanted to save the lighter blue for a single release. Cobra does seem to have more iconic smaller vehicles than the Joes, because there's a list that would all be pretty popular if done right. The Asp, and of course the opportunity of a Python Patrol repaint, The Ferret, which is a highly requested vehicle and one that would also get the benefit of a repaint thanks to the Joe's Tiger Force Tiger Paw. I'm pretty sure they could sneak out a Python Patrol deco for that as well if they really wanted to push the boat out. Speaking of pushing the boat out, the Night Landing is another winner for me. A very simple but effective motor dinghy that I think a lot of us hope to see come with the new Firefly. Not saying it won't happen, of course, just not very likely. I would also be down for a hydro sled with the Eels. It's not totally beyond the realms of possibility, but again, I'm not sure how deep they are going to go with the smaller vehicles. Then you have two very possible options that actually come with figures from the vintage era. That's the obvious Iron Grenadier Destro with his despoiler, a release that I would very much expect sooner rather than later, and done in a similar way to Serpentor. This would be a no-brainer for me, and we get the ball rolling on the Iron Grenadiers, which I would assume have to be around the corner for a Target or Walmart theme in the future. A slightly more obscure but doable figure and vehicle is Zanzibar and his airskiff. He's not everyone's cup of tea or even a go-to character, but I would be very excited to see what they could do with him in the 6-inch scale. Detail galore, and that would be very cool. He's a pirate for fuck's sake. Sticking with the Dreadnoks, and you have to look at either the standard comic style or even animation motorcycles for them, or you do the Dreadnought cycle from 1987. Problem is, it's massive and for two figures, so probably easier to go the standard route, just like they have with Marvel Legends, etc. There's just so many options for the bad guys that it's no wonder they're leading the way in vehicles in the Classified series already. You even have the Jetpack, the Piranha, the Buzzbore, and if you really want to piss people off, you have the Hovercraft, or even, God help us, my personal favourite, the Battle Barge. As I stated on the previous episode, there are a number of mid-range vehicles that are probably just a little too large for this, but could still see release at a higher price point. The Fang, the Firebat, Swampfire, the Pogo, the Imp, and of course the Stun, which if done would almost certainly be reused for the Python Stun as well. Basically, there are a lot of options, but what do you guys think? Do you want more Cobra vehicles, or is it just a bit too much? Are there any others I haven't mentioned that you want to see in the line? Could you see yourselves getting busy in the back of a Buzzbore? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, I'll be back with more of these deep dive episodes for Helix and the Joe Trooper Builder set, not to mention more news. So keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.